The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And welcome back. It's 8 a.m. Central Time here where we are. The Power Mall is now open at 877-817-9029. For those of you who want to take advantage of the sales we have going on, 10% off Vitamir products, 10% off Strauss Naturals products, and 10% off with free shipping on all Grown by Nature products. So you have it there. Moving along, we got some other economic news to share with you here. 13,000 Americans were removed from Social Security in March, believe it or not. Thousands did not get Social Security payments, with beneficiaries below the age of 64 losing out, according to the Social Security Administration. Now, you got to ask yourself, why? People qualify for Social Security if they're 62 years of age or older and have worked for 10 years or more while paying their Social Security taxes, right? In addition, the children of the beneficiaries may qualify for monthly benefits if they're below the age of 18 or in the group age group 18 to 19 and attend elementary or high school full-time or suffer from disability irrespective of their age. Other relatives like a spouse or dependent parent may also be eligible to receive payments as such. If Social Security recipients were to die and their children or other relatives were unqualified to receive the monthly benefits, there's bound to be a decline in the number of Social Security beneficiaries. And that's why over 13,000 Americans did not get Social Security benefits last month. Back in 2019, the administration estimated the trust fund reserves of Social Security could be depleted by 2035. At the time, there would only be enough money on hand to pay 80% of scheduled benefits. In 2023, a report by the CBO, that would be the Congressional Budget Office, for those of you that know the acronyms, like the back of your hand, puts the exhaustion limit 2 years earlier in fiscal year 2033. Following the exhaustion, Social Security benefits might be 25% smaller than scheduled benefits starting in 2034. By 2097 and later, they would be 30% smaller. So you Gen Zers out there got a lot to look forward to. You know, it's really amazing, too. You know, some solutions that they want to bring in to kick the can down the road in this Ponzi scheme. That's what Dr. Gary North referred to it as last time I talked to him. One involves delaying the age requirement or for retirement with full Social Security benefit from 67 to 70 years. The age to get early Social Security benefits, 62 years, could also be delayed, for instance, up to 65 years of age. Wow. That's what you call kicking the can down the road, folks. Gotta wonder. Another consumer alert has been put out by the FBI. They're warning of tech scams targeting toll road users across multiple states. Phishing scam targeting Americans using toll roads via SMS text messages. They typically claim the user's toll account is overdrawn with a link to the hacker site to make a false payment. The FBI received over 2,000 complaints across three states from individuals claiming they were contacted through text messages and told they had unpaid toll fees. The agency estimates this phishing scheme has been going on since early March of this year. It's been active. Smishing is what they call it, with you combine phishing with SMS texting, fake links to trick victims into downloading malware, sharing sensitive information, or sending money to cyber criminals. This particular case, the fake messages allege the recipient has an outstanding toll amount and provides a link to settle the balance to avoid late fees. And, of course, they provided an example. Pennsylvania was one of the alleged target states. State police issued this warning. Just so you know, don't click on the link. The IRS, meanwhile, has announced a tax refund increase as it raked in a record $4.7 trillion from taxpayers. Yeah. And here you thought that you were going to pay less and the refunds were going to be smaller, and well, not so. And as you remember, the IRS got roughly a $79.4 billion haul in supplemental funding when Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act in 2022 into law, though Congress later clawed back about $1.4 out of $79.4. That means they got what, $78 billion? So they could go out and hire an army of 87,000 tax enforcers who would come down hard on ordinary Americans and squeeze them for every last penny. Every last penny would be the quote. Gee, I wonder if they're going to come in heavy like they did at Brian Malinowski's home. We have a search warrant. So we're going to bust in your front door and shoot you in the head. How's that for a search warrant? Now they want to give the IRS the same kind of power? And we think you're not paying your taxes, so we're the revenuers, and we're going to bust in your front door. And we'll see how much money you've got, and we're going to put you in handcuffs while we search your place. Now, how do I know these things? Well, because friends of mine have had it happen to them. You sit there and watch us tear your place apart, because we're going to find evidence that you're avoiding your taxes. Avoiding or evading, sir? Yeah. The EV industry has become so weird, nobody wants vehicles. So guess what Tesla had to do? Over the weekend, it knocked a third of the price off its full self-driving system, which can't drive itself, so drivers have to remain alert and be ready to intervene. It was priced at $12,000. Now it's been dropped down to $8,000, according to the company website. Tesla CEO and billionaire Elon Musk promised in 2019 there would be a fleet of robo-taxis on the road in 2020, but that promise is yet to materialize. The system still has to be supervised by humans. The cuts follow Tesla's moves to slash $2,000 off the prices of three of its five models in the U.S. late Friday. That's the latest evidence of the challenges facing the electric vehicle maker, because nobody wants them. They basically had to recall all those Cybertrucks, as you remember that. They cut $2,000 off of the models X and S. Prices for the Model 3 and the Cybertruck stayed the same. Their stock price has dropped about 40% so far this year amid falling sales and increased competition. Discounted sticker prices are a way to try to entice more car buyers, but hey, no, we don't need that. Not necessary. Have a food recall going on for those of you in the health category here. Health officials are warning of ground beef E. coli contamination. And we have a list. If you click on our website, you go to thepowerhour.com, and we'll have the story posted. You can click on the complete list. Most of it are chubs and patties. The contaminated food products have a use freeze-by date of April 22nd, 2024, which would be today, and a packaging date of 032824, which would be March 28th of this year. There is an establishment number, if you're writing this down, EST period 960, the letter A, Adam. EST period 960A, inside the USD mark of inspection. They were shipped to food service institutions and retail locations nationwide. But they were found positive for E. coli 0157:H7. Oh, well. A lot of the stuff, you know, you can toss out any food. A recall was not issued because the items are no longer available for purchase, but if you happen to have them in stock in your freezer, we're just giving you the lowdown on it. And you can look at our website in case you didn't have your pen and paper handy. That's why we always give this information to you, so you can go check if you just bought some stuff or had stuff in your freezer that you bought on, you know, as a packaging date of March 28th of this year, and it says use or freeze by April 22nd. E. coli is a potentially deadly bacterium that can cause dehydration, bloody diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and whatnot. Moving on to the phones here at 10 after the hour, Kevin in Ohio. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Dave. That incident about that guy burning himself, it was horrific. It was just horrific. And it reminded me, about 15 years ago, we were building these compost and toilet buildings south of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And I would stay in the camper on the job site on rails to trails. Anyway, I was the only one in the area, and about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, a helicopter is landing in front of my camper. What is going on? And here, like a 20-year-old kid had gone up on a 60-foot cliff, doused himself with gas, lit himself on fire, jumped off the cliff, and he lived. And, man, I would not want to be that person when he woke up.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Whatever. No way. And then I think they're doing predictive programming. That movie Civil War came out.
Right.
And I think they want to incite it, you know. I really do. And I don't see any kind of calm once we pass somewhere early fall, you know, like late summer. I think it's all going to blow up again, David. Don't you?
Well, I'll tell you, we've had so much commentary and people I have talked to, Kevin, that seem to think that something weird is going to go down that's going to cause a lot of people to get so emotionally upset and distraught that they go out and, you know, looking what you were talking about predictive programming, are going to go out and start reenacting this. And that's, you know, what we fear, of course. People are arming themselves to the teeth, and every time they try to ban a weapon, more weapons just fly off the shelves. So it would seem to me like the government is trying to poke the hornet's nest of we the people to see just how much of a reaction they're going to get, how many times they can bust in somebody's front door and shoot them in the head before the neighbors finally say, okay, look, the next time they show up here, we're all getting together. We're all going to make an agreement. We're all going to go out and sneak up on them and chase them through the briars and the brambles through the bushes where a rabbit wouldn't go. So, you know, I believe what you're saying has some credibility to it, sir.
Yeah, that's the sad thing about it. Sure is. Sheep. Thank you, David.
I appreciate it, sir. God bless you. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, from Disabled Vet in North Carolina. See, you see this pattern forming?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, good morning, Dave. Calling you from the land of Tyson chicken, everybody. anyway, Dave, you bring up some excellent points, man. I've been listening to you since the beginning of the show. You touched on the homelessness thing. You know, I think I had told you before that, and you saw my letter, I think I was homeless for over a year. Yep. And, I'm going to tell you something, Dave. Not everyone will have control over that scenario. I mean, if somebody, I don't care who they are, I don't care what position they are in, they can sit there and say all day long, oh, that's never going to happen to me. That's never going to happen to me. They don't know what the hell they're talking about because it can happen to anyone. So I wanted to say that, and I'll get your comment, and then I wanted to comment on a couple other things.
Well, I mean, anybody that has been in a situation like this, whether they're displaced, and of course, you know, I think everybody, Jeff, has control, some control over the situation. It depends on whether they have their head on their shoulders or not. I have seen so many videos lately of people complaining that they can't afford to pay the rent, that they're working over 40 hours a week, that they're in a job that basically what you would consider entry level. They just graduated high school, or they got a college degree and they're flipping burgers at Mickey D's, and they're frustrated and they're upset and I can't make it doing this. Well, you know what? All of these were paths. Like you said, Jeff, we sometimes don't know what situation is going to present to us. But to see, the thing is, depending on our attitude, we have control over where we end up by the path we choose.
Yeah. Correct.
You That's don't have exactly to be right. homeless for long if you don't want to be homeless. Do something about it.
No.
If you don't want to live in a cardboard box and you feel more comfortable living in a tent, get a tent. If you say, hey, all I can afford is a tent, and what can I do? Where can I go that I could be safe? Well, is there a KOA campground near you? Why don't you see if you can do some work at the KOA campground in exchange for renting a tent space so you have some place to get at least some way to survive? I mean, see, you have control. Yeah. Even in the most simplest terms, you have control.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. That's true. But I think the main point that I wanted to make was that there's sometimes that you get in association with certain people that you should not be in association with, and that some people have to learn stuff the hard way, and it seems like that's the way I've been my whole life. I've got to learn stuff the hard way. And but I've also had things happen to me where it seemed like I had no control, where I just was not liked. I mean, I will admit freely of being totally naive, but I'm going to tell you this right now. I was very naive and stupid in some ways in my past when I was younger. But I'm telling you what, Dave, right now people are flat out ruthless. They are ruthless. They don't care. I could never put anybody out and make them homeless if I had a choice about it. I would do everything I could to try to help someone, or if somebody was in a very bad situation. But I had some people that dealt with me that could have cared less. I got put out of a facility in Florida, which was supposed to help disabled veterans. I got put out with $9. Somebody gave me $9 to put in my pocket before Labor Day weekend a few years back. And the admin there put me out, and I had nowhere to go. And I'm telling you what, I'm telling you, people out there, if you don't think that people are not ruthless in this country, you got a rude awakening. So anyway, I guess that's about all I got to say, Dave. I love your show. Thank you for what you do.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you for being so frank and honest with us about this, because, hey, there's a lot of vets that join the ranks just like you that are displaced, and a lot of it is due to this 11 million illegal immigration coming into this country. Kevin, you're back on from Ohio. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out for Sheets Gas. Did you see that that gaffe about Biden going to that Sheets Gas station last week, and no one wanting to talk to him?
I've seen so many different things refresh my memory.
Well, he went to that stop in Pennsylvania, Sheets
right.
gas station, to see people, and nobody wanted to talk to him. One guy, walked up to him, one supporter. Well, in the aftermath of that, because of the bad publicity it got, the Biden administration is now suing Sheets Gas Station for employment discrepancies, not hiring minorities and everything. They've hit them with a whole sheet of violations for hiring practices. So I want to tell everybody, and we have Sheets gas stations here in Ohio, there's about six of them. He's a real independent oil producer, and he's always supported the United States. And so I give a shout. Everybody that has a Sheets gas station, buy your gas at Sheets gas station.
Well, I appreciate that, Kevin. Yep, thanks for the endorsement, and I'm sorry to hear about that. I look at this lawsuit filed by the Biden administration, and I call it, that's a lot of sheet.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I got to be critical with these people. I mean, how stupid can you be? This is the kind of administration. All right, now look, don't get me on my soapbox. Yeah, you did. All right. Here's the thing. You got this administration out there that everybody thinks their vote doesn't matter. I hate to say this, but if you don't get off your duff and do something to stop this moron from getting reelected, you know that you've got so many independents and so many Democrats that have been disgruntled with the Biden administration and what's going on now. But you got RFK Jr. in there watering down the mix. And so many people, I mean, they got news reports out now. You will see more and more as time goes on. You won't know whether they're AI generated or not. News reports about all these various commentators and Hillary and everybody else demonizing Trump, demonizing Biden, demonizing RFK Jr. I just don't have faith in any of them. And I mean, you hear all the commentary. You don't know what to believe. Well, the whole idea is when I see stuff like that, I tune it out. I just ignore it. Because we the people know what's right. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Now, many people out there are saying, look, we have the lesser of two evils in Trump. We liked the way the economy was under Trump. We liked the fact our southern border was secure under Trump. We liked the fact that we had plenty, and everybody knows we have plenty of oil reserves in this country, and we did under Trump. But as soon as the alleged President Biden gets in office, the first thing he does is sign 44 executive orders, one of which is to shut down the Keystone Pipeline, sending gas prices crazy. And they kept going up and up and up because of it. And then the promotion of electric vehicles, which now you see the pushback. And then all of a sudden we get attacked by the transgender movement. You know, they can't keep their little behaviors closeted. They got to come out and they got to expose themselves to your kids. I mean, even Bill Maher, libtard that he is, I got to respect this last piece he just put out attacking the trans movement, calling what they're doing with children child abuse. But you see, cancel culture is what they're using to try to make America hate itself. We have to stop this. And the only way to do it is to tune out the negative and start thinking of ways that you can be productive to make this country better. The MAGA thing, make America great again. America's always been great. It's just your perspective has everything to do with it. If you're going to go around, you're going to be depressed and think your vote doesn't matter. And Biden gets back in office in November, you get what you get. Got it? You have to do something to stop this nonsense. If Trump is the lesser of two evils, and yeah, this guy that set himself on fire and died as a result, you know, media attention, trying to send a message. Well, it's kind of stupid the way you send a message. And then the media's irresponsible treatment of it. I mean, all you got to do is watch some of the news articles, and then all of a sudden after the news articles go out, warning, graphic content. Well, that didn't stop him from turn the camera on the guy when he was trying to send a message through the media. And what good did it do? The guy's dead. What good did it do him? It didn't. What message did it send? Don't worry, by next week, everybody will have forgotten about it. So what good did it do? See what I mean? But yet there's going to be so many people out there that got the wrong message. And they're going to go out and do the same thing. And they think that just getting in front of the cameras and setting yourself on fire is the way to get attention. See, here I thought it was shooting up schools. I thought that was the way to get attention. You see how they're spreading their eggs out there? They don't want to put all their eggs in one basket. So they got to spread them all out and let people walk on eggshells. That's basically what we're doing here. Because everybody's trying to do the right thing and they end up doing the wrong thing. And see, this is the liberal way of thinking. They don't want to upset people. Go along to get along. And then you try to warn them and they don't listen. And they go protest. Technocracy News, Patrick Wood is unveiling the FDA's transhumanism plans for the future. Modernization Act 2.0, drug testing in animals rendered optional. See, they don't want to do this anymore. They just want to inject you with whatever. Genetic scientists long claiming their creations are substantially equivalent to the original. This is worse than just misleading. It's an outright falsehood. They want to make us guinea pigs and, you know, all these deaths caused by mRNA, these injections. The whole human race becomes guinea pigs. And when you try to warn your friends, please don't be part of this, they do it anyway. A lot of it because of fear. There's another report out by the debrief that scientists from the European Space Agency's Gaia mission have located a black hole with a mass of 33 solar masses, which makes it the largest black hole of stellar origin ever discovered in the Milky Way galaxy. This discovery, which was found after Gaia's fourth data release, could shed new light on the formation and prevalence of black holes throughout the known universe. This black hole has been named Gaia BH3. It's part of a binary system located around 590 parsecs from Earth. The discovery is significant because the black hole's mass and because it challenges current models of stellar evolution and the formation of black holes, according to the report. Now, is that necessary to believe all that? Maybe, maybe not. You have proof of it? I don't know. I'm not looking through the same telescope they are. And, of course, this is science, so if you don't trust it, then don't believe anything I just told you. A lot of people already, after the jab, it's hard to trust science at all, isn't it? I will tell you this, though. This is what happens when you have a paranoid government run by the deep state. The Senate passed the FISA deal, and Biden signed it into law. And there's lists out of all those Republican senators that voted for it. Why? Because they're paranoid. Lawmakers took votes on a series of amendments that would strengthen civil liberty protections. However, none of these, including an amendment by Dick Durbin of Illinois to require a warrant to search Americans' 702 section data, and another by Senator Rand Paul to prohibit federal law enforcement from purchasing Americans' data from third-party brokers, none of those were passed by the Senate. Senators wanted to ensure the authority didn't lapse as the vote began less than 4 hours before it was set to expire. Rand Paul said, look, we've had 5 years to fix this, accusing supporters of Section 702 of waiting till the 11th hour to reauthorize it in order to force its passage unamended. So now they get to continue without warrant to tap all your phone calls. All stock trades, by the way, conducted on U.S. exchanges, they're going to be surveyed by the government according to a new plan implemented by the SEC. Their consolidated audit trail mandate would allow regulators to efficiently and accurately track all activity throughout the U.S. markets. Maybe it's a good time to get out of the stock market now, huh? Because now they're going to track every single thing you do, how much money you made, the whole idea. The SEC, according to Peggy Little, senior litigation counsel with the NCLA, said the plan is nothing more than a surveillance system of which the SEC has no statutory authority to do this at all. Scott Shepard, director of the Free Enterprise Project, who signed on to the complaint against the SEC, said, we think it's vital to strangle this new illegal power grab. It's exactly what it is. The SEC argues this program is necessary to protect investors, prevent financial crimes, investigate events such as the 2010 flash crash, which caused markets worldwide to tumble, temporarily wiping out $1 trillion in market value in one day. Amazing how all this works, huh? And it's all done in the name of protecting your rights when they're taking them away, one after another after another. Well, we're done with this segment. We're going to try to reach out to Amber Smith after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Talk about woke policies destroying the military. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
And we're back at 33 minutes after the hour here live on your radio, local radio, on the internet. We're all over the place on satellite. Those of you listening to us on the Global Star Network there with your Galaxy 19 satellite feeds and whatnot, we appreciate you joining us. We have a guest on that is a former U.S. Army Kiowa Warrior helicopter pilot and air mission commander with the 101st Airborne. That would be Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Am I right, right about that?
Yes.
Well, see, had
yes.
I been in the military myself at Fort Ord, I wouldn't know what the 101 was. But anyway, so you know, it's neat talking to a helicopter pilot that actually flew in a warrior chopper. So you flew combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan and later served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense. Would that be under Trump?
That was under Trump, yes.
Okay. I had to clarify that because I didn't see it in my show notes.
You never know.
I said it earlier, Amber, that you know I thought maybe that was under Trump because I sure as hell don't think you'd be doing it in this administration.
Oh, no.
I don't think you could tolerate it. So you wrote this book, which, by the way, we have links on our website for those of you who want to order a copy of it, Unfit to Fight, How the Woke Policies Are Destroying Our Military. Now, I want to go into detail on something we started a conversation before we came on. And that's about the time you started writing it and why, what you've seen, the transition between the time you started it and now.
Yeah, so I initially So this is my second book, and I always wanted to write another book, but in order to commit to writing a book, since it is such a significant process and commitment, you have to feel very strongly about what you are writing about. And it never really came to me until I, paid attention to sort of what I would describe as the unraveling, the fast unraveling of the military since the Biden administration took office. And there were definitely lead ups. So to the Biden administration and the sort of downward spiral of the military. But it was a little slower back in the Obama days. Like, it was a little not as noticeable, you could say. People weren't really paying attention. And then once the Biden administration hit, it just like sort of happened pretty quickly. And so summer 22 had seen, you know, the withdrawal and eventual evacuation of Afghanistan, the COVID vaccine mandates, how it affected the force, and how senior defense officials were treating military members as hostile. And then seeing this chief of staff of the Army, four-star general, testifying on Capitol Hill about the recruitment numbers, which the Army was down. They missed their numbers by 25% in FY 2022, which is significantly alarming. And so when I listened to his testimony, I heard excuses that were everything except the reality of the current military. And I was like, I'm going to write a book about this. Like, people have to know the truth about what's going on in the military right now.
Yeah, they do. The thing is that we have a lot of veterans listening to this program. And so, you know, this should hit home with a lot of you folks. You see what's become with today's Army. I mean, I'll go back to the jabs, and what do they do? Discharge 40,000 people for saying, hey, I refuse to be a guinea pig. I'm seeing what's going on. Friends of mine, we've had to bury right after they got the second Pfizer shot. And then you have people that I've had that we've interviewed on the show that are EMT, paramedic firefighters, that refuse to get the jab. And they've been, you know, fighting in the courts to stop this nonsense, and it seems like a never-ending battle. Have you actually lost friends of yours to the jab?
So I've spoken with people who have had significant vaccine injuries. I've also spoken, I interview a lot of them for my book, people who were kicked out of the military for basically understanding the law and then knowing that the law applies to them as well, even as a soldier. And people who were denied religious accommodations. So I've spoken to a lot of people who were affected, who had their lives upended because of the COVID mandate, because of losing their livelihoods, really, and people who believed in the system, people who believed in the military and its mission and its purpose, and really giving years to the military, making sacrifices, deployments overseas, and then the COVID mandate comes down, and there was no higher priority. Secretary Austin even said that there was no higher priority in the military. So if you questioned it, if you brought up the fact that they were trying to give you the emergency use authorization vaccine versus the one that Secretary Austin mandated, you were shut down, you were blacklisted, you lost your command, you weren't allowed to PCS, you weren't allowed to go to schools. And it really ruined their lives and their chance of moving forward to the point where it was, you're going to get kicked out if you don't take the shot. And a lot of them stood their ground. And I'm very proud of those that were able to do that, because they were going against like the biggest machine. And it's very hard to do. Like, I don't think these people get enough credit for standing up to what they were up against. And, but also even the people who were coerced into taking the vaccine, people who thought that they had to take it and they thought it was within the law when it wasn't. And so they ended up complying with it and then completely regret it. And because now they know that they were essentially lied to. And, it's absolutely horrible how they were treated by the Department of Defense with the COVID mandate.
I mean, how do you trust your superiors after they gave you a direct order because it was mandated by the president and by, you know, the defense secretary, and all of a sudden now you're having heart palpitations and all sorts of adverse events hitting you, which a lot of servicemen did post jab. And the bigger problem is, how do you trust your superior now? I mean, you write about being unfit with the military. It's like, wait a minute, sir, you told me, and now look at me. I can't even serve now. I have to be discharged because I'm now disabled, and now I got to deal with what, the VA? Excuse me, that's a whole different subject matter in of itself. I will never ever go to a VA hospital, VA treatment center for anything.
But you bring up such a good point about the trust being broken, because that's absolutely true. The relationship between commander and subordinate, that trust relationship, is essential for success in combat. For when a commander, you know, is motivating his troops to charge a hill under gunfire, they do that. Service members do that. Soldiers do that because they have that trust of their commander, that they know that that decision is absolutely necessary to go and do that. And the curtain has been pulled back, so to speak, with what they see in terms of their best interest of leaders in the military and who they are and what they are as a subordinate. And so the loss of that trust is incredibly damaging, and it's generational damage. So this isn't something that just like, hey, a new Secretary of Defense is going to come in and things will suddenly be better. It's, you know, trust is earned over time. It's not something that's just a light switch. And so the damage that's been done is going to take a generation to heal from.
Well, that's if they can fix the current state of affairs, and they have to put somebody in office that can restore what's going on in the military, because right now that gives your book a lot of impetus to get out there and be read by people who want to understand. In fact, I've even had people, Amber, that call this show and say, could you tell me, what does woke mean? And it's like, you know, everybody, there's so many different definitions floating around. And when you apply woke to the military and we have transgender admirals.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. What definition do you want us? Do you have a label?
I like to describe woke as a leftist ideology that is aimed at destroying traditional norms. So think of, you know, the institutions, the traditions that we grew up with, and then essentially teaching a new generation with CRT, critical race theory, teaching that everything that we have been taught, like the nuclear family, is bad and it's destroying America, when it's actually the exact opposite. So taking everything, like even gender, for, you know, the most basic thing, man and a woman, two sexes, two genders, and making that fluid. So destroying what everything we know as fact and scientific, and changing that to meet a leftist agenda. And what's crazy about it, as it's applied to the military, is that this sort of infiltration of wokeism has been happening for decades in American culture. But people noticed it in the education system. They noticed it in healthcare. They noticed it in different industries. People weren't paying attention to the military, because where does the military get the majority of their recruits from? Red state America. And so they're like, oh, these are all, like, people view the military as more conservative, which is not true today. And So it kind of slipped under the radar a little bit with it happening inside the military. So they were able to, and it's actually bad news, because they were able to get away with more because people weren't paying attention. It wasn't until the lifting of the ban on women in special operations and combat units, and then into the transgender policies under the Obama administration, that people were like, what? What just happened to our military in terms of the priority being fighting and winning wars? And now it's actually not. Let's focus on quotas or targets and goals and being socially popular over what the military's purpose is.
So what is not in my show notes that I want to directly ask you, since you flew an Army combat helicopter pilot, what was your final rank at discharge?
So I was a warrant officer.
Which and level? That, there's four of them.
Yeah, there's actually five now. There's
five now.
There's all, all the way up to CW5. So I was a CW2P, which means I had made the promotion list for CW3, but I ended up turning it down because my contract was up. And I wanted to, after, you know, serving for over 7.5 years and 2 years of those in Iraq and Afghanistan, that I wanted to rejoin the civilian population and have closed that chapter, I guess you could say. So I was a CW2, which means I got to fly a lot instead of going the commission officer route. But it was an incredible experience. The flying was unreal. The aircraft that I got to fly, the OH-58 Delta Kiowa Warrior, it's a light attack reconnaissance helicopter. And our mission's different because we're not transport. We only have two seats. We carry 50 cal machine gun rocket pods, and we fly directly for the ground forces. So the infantry, Marines, NATO forces, local forces, basically any friendly entity we work with, and fly extremely low level. And
yeah,
it's just an incredible mission. It's like,
called In the Line of Fire.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And you're here to talk about it, which, you know, it's, I mean, there was some crazy stuff that went on over there too, besides the poppies.
Yeah.
And you knew about all
awesome
of that too.
Poppies. Yes. There's yeah. lots of poppies in Afghanistan. Yes.
I bet there were. And that, boy, the drug trade is like crazy. I remember those, you know, seeing some of my fellow comrades wearing DARE t-shirts and then underneath it said to keep the CIA off drugs. So, I mean, tell you what, it just got a little crazy out there because I was in during NAM. So
okay.
Your reflection.
I bet you have some serious stories as well.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy stuff we don't want to talk about. But, you know, half the guys didn't even know why they were there. At least you had some sort of semblance. But you point out about the fact that a lot of the military is in the red state. I mean, when you come from a conservative background, why would you want to go in today's military?
They don't now. And that's why they can't get people to join the military anymore. And so there's a couple factors. So you're going to see the military leaders complain and point to the same problems that have been around for decades, which is obesity and health, physical and mental health issues. So those issues have been around forever. They're not new to the last couple of years. You know, and it's like the majority of the population isn't eligible. And I think it's 20, you know, it varies year to year, but it's somewhere around 23% is. Of that 23%, only 9% are even considering military service. So that is a tiny number. And that was a poll done a few years ago. So I'm sure it's even worse at this point. So the fact is that the military isn't even willing to acknowledge the problem. They just keep pointing to issues that, you know, they're not focusing on what they can control, which is the perception of the military. And instead they choose to lower standards, which is damaging the military as a whole, causing more problems once people get in, and it's costing a whole lot more money. But you see where there's traditional recruitment and people are saying, I don't want to join a woke military. The reason the Marines actually have a little bit better numbers than the rest of the military branches is because they still advertise as you're going to come in and you are going to work your butt off. You're going to, like, you know, get in the mud, get dirty. Your life's going to be hard, but you're going to have purpose and you're going to have a team and you're going to do something great for our country. And that's what people are like, well, that's what I want to join. I want to be on a team that is going to shoot guns, be patriotic, and make a difference. Not a military branch that's going to say, you're unique and men can wear fingernail polish and we can't use the word mohawk anymore because it's offensive. So let's all go sit in our conscious bias training and, you know, hold hands and tell everyone's going to be okay. That's not the military that people want to join. They can go get that in the civilian world. That's not what the military is. And the military has really lost its way. And it's almost having an identity crisis in terms of saying, what is our purpose? And the answer is be authentic, be what the military is supposed to be, and that will attract the right people. But of course, they're going the exact opposite direction, which is to chase social norms and to attempt to appease a very small demographic, which for the most part don't want to join the military anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you cope with having a situation where you have transgenderism in the military? I mean, I just don't see the two fitting.
So the Secretary of the Army recently said, they changed the physical fitness test. So they had a gender neutral, age neutral test. It wasn't working. Everyone was failing. The majority of it was especially women. And so the Secretary of the Army said, we need to change this because I fear it is going to hurt recruitment and it's going to hurt retention of women. So in that category, she's saying, we need to have women serve in the military. Then you bring in the transgender aspect of it. And they're now saying that men can shower with women. Men can use the same locker rooms as women and the same sleeping quarters as women if they identify as a woman, and they change their gender on their DEAR cards, which is basically the military's identification system. And that's it. So don't you think that's going to hurt recruitment of women saying, I don't want to be, I don't want to have to do that. You're going to force that upon me. Come on. It's there's no common sense anymore.
No, not certainly in this man's army. Not today. I don't know. It's going to take a lot to change all of this. Chris in Kentucky, you are on the phone with Amber Smith. You have a question.
Yes, I have a question. I'd like to know, God rest my soul, my dad was in the Marines in the early 50s, and I'm glad you brought up the Marines. And I just thought about my dad looking at his picture. Thank you. And I want to thank you both for serving this country, doing the right thing. We need to start. What I need to know is how can we reach the youth? What was the constitutional, what the military is supposed to be, and now this woke nonsense we are doing? How can we reach them?
Thank you, Chris, for that. Great question. Amber?
So, I mean, you bring up a great point. For decades now, basically since the military has been a self-sustaining, all-volunteer force, the military has heavily relied on veterans as organic recruiters. So it's almost become a family business. So if you had a parent or a grandparent serve, you were, significantly more likely to consider military service as a path for you outside of high school. So I interviewed so many people for my book, Unfit to Fight, and that's a question I asked everyone. Would you recommend military service? And they were all either active duty or veterans, recently discharged veterans. And there was one person that said maybe, and everyone else was a no. And that should terrify everyone that the number one group of recruiters, which is, the military did a lot for me. I want to give that opportunity to other young people and know that serving in the military is an opportunity. There are still great opportunities in the military, but I think people now today are saying, do those opportunities outweigh what else is going to be forced upon you? Is the military going to call you an extremist because of the color of your skin that you were born with and that you have nothing to do with? And basically, create this entire PR campaign and have to do a stand down day, which is what I'm talking about, is the extremist stand down day that Secretary Austin required the military to do in the winter of 2021. And so some of the things that the military is going to force upon you for your service. So it's like most people are good intention. They want to come in and serve the military. And then they get in and they realize they're getting a lot of this wokeness thrown on them. And especially the younger population, imagine a 17 or 18 year old joining the military and they get all of this stuff thrown on them. Imagine the new, cadets at West Point that come in as freshmen in college and have to learn about white rage and whiteness in their college classes instead of battlefield strategy and leadership. So it's a real problem. And I don't I think veterans are telling the truth. So when you say, what can people do to reach the younger population? People not serving is a symptom of the problem. They need to fix the problem if they want people to serve. And I don't think American parents are willing to sacrifice their kids right now for the type of military that is going on.
And I feel really sorry for the people who are serving in the military right now with families, and the families are going to school and getting hit with the CRT garbage as well. So we're hearing. Amber Smith, Warrant Officer Smith, thank you so much for your service. God bless you for this book and the work you do. Folks, you can get a copy of it through the Power Mall as well. Skyhorse Publishing carries it on Amazon, but you can go to the Power Mall and PowerHourRather.com. Click on our guest category and you get a copy of that. Amber Smith, thank you so much for being with us. Shed a lot of light on a very woke culture going on right now in America. Good luck with
the
book.
Dave.
Well, hopefully we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Sounds good.
In the meantime, God bless all of you. Do something constructive. Be nice to your fellow man. Walk in love, if you would, please. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.